From the plank thou doth plunged into the untold mists below. And when thou woketh, thou wert back in Anor Londo with nary a scratch upon thee. 'Twas like a distant dream, and thou wert free of it, and free to venture forth and fulfill thine destiny. 'Twas a hazardous climb up to Gwyn's old keep, but thine resolve wast undeterred. Thou battled thine way through lanced-armed demon and frightful archer. And when the pinnacle was at hand, thou traversed the lavish halls of the mighty keep, leaving nay stone unturned in thine quest for greatness. Upon reaching the great hall, thou wert greeted with a hearty, welcome from the gold-clad throne keepers. 'Twas a final test of thine steel and spirit, and after many a defeat, thou emerged victorious. Which bringeth thee to me. Thou hast journeyed far and overcome much, chosen undead. Come hither, child. O chosen undead, I am Guinevere, daughter of Lord Gwyn and Queen of Sunlight. Since the day Father his form did obscureth, I have awaited thee. Our world fadeth fast, I beseech thee. Lord Gwyn must be succeeded, and his royal heir, should fate be kind, must inheriteth the fire of our world. Be proud, chosen undead, for on this day I bequeath thee the honor of fulfilling this sacred task. Thou shalt endeth this eternal twilight and avert further undead sacrifices. I expected nothing less from thee. Thou art determined indeed. If not for thee and thy resolve, the world wast surely fall into a most frigid and frightful dark. But I can sense thou shall not let such a fate befall us. My eternal thanks and blessings art with thee, now and forevermore. Hereafter I, Guinevere, shall serveth as thine guardian. If thou so needest, I shall devote all to thine safety. Thine task is simple, so listen well, chosen undead. Thou must go far and wide and collect the Lord's souls throughout Lord Ran, the souls held by the forebearers of old. Grave Lord Nito, the Witch of Izalith, the four kings of New Londo, who wert blessed to inheriteth but fledgling shards of father's soul. And of course, our former confidant, Seath the Scaleless. All of their souls art required to complete thine destiny. Once whole, the Lord's souls shall be taken into my body, and thereafter my loins shall become fertile, and well worthy of receiving an heir to the throne. Thou shalt provideth such an heir with nay but thine fertile essence. And when it is done, when I brim with both the Lord's souls and thy seed, I shall bestow upon thee rewards found only in thine dreams. I shall remove the curse that binds thee to this world. Thine dark sign shall plague thee no more, and thou shalt be allowed to depart from this world with honor intact. Is this an agreeable compromise to thee? My thanks to thee. I could not have foreseen a more auspicious union. Now thou shalt go forth, chosen undead. When thou hast retrieved the four Lord souls from their various hosts, returneth here once more. I shall greet thee with such sights and splendor, all befitting of thy noble task. But be warned, thou shalt be tempted again and again throughout thine travels. Reject them, the whores and harlots who would do thee harm. They are not to be trusted. Trust in me and me alone, and thou shalt find thine just rewards in turn. Fare thee well, chosen undead. May the sunlight guide thee, and if thou art willing, returneth to me in good time. Our fate is in thine hands. Pleasant travels, and best of luck. Now thou shalt choose thine path. If thou seeketh Gravelord Nito in the Tomb of Giants, headeth forth to Chapter 8. To confront the traitorous Seath in his forlorn archives, proceedeth to Chapter 12. To match thine mettle against the Witch of Izalith in the fires beneath Blighttown, go forth to Chapter 15. And if thou art truly brave, and wish to delve into the depths of the abyss where the four kings lie in wait for thee, then soldier on to Chapter 18.